You know what I pray for in the name of Jesus? That in my life and that in your life, the devils and man and every creature, we know that only God is God. Any man can try anything, any devil can try anything, but they will come to an experience. You see what experience? That only God reigns in the vessel you are dealing with, in the situation you are dealing with. No man will take the glory. Only Jesus in my life, in your life, in my home, in your home, in this church, in the body of Christ. Only Jesus. That's my prayer. Ooh, I just felt him coming in again. I felt him. He just came in again. You know, have you observed? Anywhere you know they love you, you want to go. Most of when you know they love you sincerely, you want to be there. If there's a group of people, a man or a woman that just likes you, you want to be in that person's presence all the time. Do you know where we got it from? God. If God knows you love him, he will know. You just find yourself in his presence all the time. We're talking, he just came. I felt him again. He's been here, but I felt the surge. I was so wow, and now I'm feeling him again, because all we're saying and we're doing, we're talking about him, is about him, is about him, and he loves it. Wow, oh yeah, I'm overwhelmed. He'll be glorified in your lives, in my life, in our homes, in our endeavors, in our ministries, in the name of Jesus. One thing that just hit me as I was coming up the stage, it just hit me clearly. I didn't get it clearly, but as we were beginning to just thank him, he said, you know, what I told you on how to pray, he's alone is the kingdom. He's alone is the power. And to he's alone is the glory. He said, that's what you're doing here. And at that time, there was a break. Boom, people started screaming. We are grateful. Now, you see, when he was leaving, he explained certain things that God had started almost 2,000 years before. Or rather, over 2,000 years before. Or 2,000 years before. You see, what was it? The Passover that he instituted in Egypt when they were leaving. You remember how he started? He said, this one will break the back of the enemy. And what was that? The blood of the lamb. Howbeit at the time, it was a representative lamb, pointer to the real lamb that had been prepared and slain even before the foundations of the world. And so there was a symbolic lamb. Every man slaughtered one. And that, I feel the fire. I feel a release. I feel I'm shaking and loosening. I feel a forceful submission. The devil is forced to submission right now. I sense people going free in the name of Jesus. No, true, I do. He said, the blood. And the confidence with which he spoke, he said, come on, Moses. He said, this time around, he will let you go. Now, I praise the faith of Moses. 9 times before, miracles and wonders will happen. He didn't let go. The devil can be stubborn. It does not mean that he is supreme. Because he is not. On the ladder of supremacy, you are superior to him. You say, how do you mean? Because Jesus lives inside of you. But you see, he doesn't want you to know that.
You see, what is that reason?
Because it is in Christ Jesus you live, you move, you have your being. You want more? Because your life is hidden with God in Christ. You are superior to Him. He knows. But He tries to pretend to be supreme and powerful, so all your attention will be fighting devil, 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 devil. You're wasting your time. Enjoy the place of majesty that God has brought you. Do you understand? You are seated with Jesus Christ. And you are coming to rest with it. You are superior. Glory be to God in the highest. Then what you say about the struggles we have with sin and with sinful pleasure and with lies and with sickness and with this? He wants to keep you in the place of struggle. But when you suddenly remember who you are and you declare with your mouth, if you don't, you wrestle with Him. And as long as you're wrestling and you think it's your power, you can never win. Even when you win, it's pseudo, because you are coming back for more battles. That's why when we focus only on demons, we wrestle the rest of our lives. Where is the blessing of God? After all, Abraham's blessings. Come on, Galatians 3:13. Christ has what? So when He did that day, when God did it, they continued to practice it for over 2,000 years. Or for about that. And Jesus came, the very Lamb of God, Himself, and He sat down with them and He said to them, that night, Passover, though it's Passover, became the Lord's table, became Holy Communion, became, what else do you call it? Eucharist. Became, what else do we call it? Onjale Olua. Became, what else do we call it? Sorry? Sacrament. That day, how? He said, now, take, drink. This is the New Testament in my, it is in the blood of the animal, in my blood. And as often as you take it, remember that you have a covenant. So when I gulp the cup, I say, hallelujah. Yeah. Something happened. I heard something in my spirit, man. It's very funny when I say it. In Yoruba, what to bang? What is somebody way? Your bones will come alive. Your tissues will be readjusted. Sickness will flee in the name of Jesus. And it doesn't just affect your physical system, it affects your emotion. Negative emotions are, and then it affects your spirit. Your spirit man comes alive with light. As often as you do it, do in remembrance of me. He said, take it. This is my body that is broken for. For who? Oh. And the devil wouldn't want you to know these things and to keep remembering them. So we obey simple instruction by the grace of God, by taking it every week and where you can every day. But don't let it become routine that you forget the meaning. Isaiah chapter 46, verses 10 and 9 and 10. Let me first read it in King James. Isaiah 46, 9 and 10. If you're there, say amen. Amen. It says, remember the former things of old. Isn't it amazing that God will always keep us reminded? Because therein lies our victory. The reason we fail is because we forget. Remember
the former things before then. He's been talking. Look at verse 8. He said, remember these and show yourselves men. Men will chicken out of responsibilities. They will chicken out of confrontation because they forget. This is strongest and the most courageous of men will be less than a wimp if he forgets who is behind him and what he has done before. Okay, and she said, man, bring it again to mind, oh ye transgressors. So even fight over sin, remember, that will put you over. Fight over sickness, remember. Poverty, fear, defeat, remember who you are, who your God is. He said, remember this and show yourselves men. Verse 9. He said, remember the former things of old. Remember. For I am, what does he want you to remember? I am God. Your circumstance is not God. No man is God. No devil is God. No social group, no occultic group. I am God. Remember the former things of old. For I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Come on, why don't you just point your hand up to him and say, now I know. More than before. That outside you, God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the maker of everything, there is none else. Oh yeah, hallelujah. Woohoo! Hey. There is none like me. 10. So see what he says. His attributes are many. If we start today, eternity will not be enough. But hear one thing he said that makes him God, that puts nobody else in his class. He said, I declare. He said, declaring the end from the beginning. That's what makes him God. You see, in Yoruba, we have different groups of people. We have all kinds of people that do all kinds of powers for people. Then I was told that there are some people that are very, very... They are in their class. They say they call them Adaunshe. That is, they know what to do and nobody else knows what they do. So they have their own recipe that when they put the concoction together, spirit's realm will be shaken and everything. They will do something, but nobody else can replicate them and they die with it. Can I be frank with you? Adaunshe cannot declare the end. You say, what do you mean? Then why don't people like President Jonathan say, Adaunshe, yeah, declare the end of Boko Haram now? Or why don't they go to Obama and say, we declare the end of Iraq crisis? But God will tell you, I know where it's going. I know what I'm doing. God will tell you, I know what I'm doing. I have one very good friend. We were colleagues in NMPC. We started work about the same time. We did youth call about the same time. And it was one time SU when he was in secondary school. But all through our stay in NMPC and up until now, I saw him again sometime last week. He's deep into tradition. But you see, we are friends. I'm telling you, my very good friend. That time he said, Jesus, sha. I said, yes, now, who's are you there? And I would tell him to you, your own, whatever. He has some names, I'll call. Say, those are your names, sha. I said, well, you don't understand anything. I said, you see, Me, I don't understand anything. You are totally oblivious of anything. Because it doesn't know. But that's the way, that was the way we joke, and that's the way we still joke. And I will hear him say things like, when he goes to his, when he gets to church, you say, what are down she gone? Can you come? That is, he will say, even that one. I look at him and laugh. I say, why are you limiting this? Jump up, talk Jesus.
You say, what to do? You just walk away. You understand what I'm saying?
He will be saying things and he will compare all the powers with this set of people. I said, but no, if you really want to compare power, leave them. Bring Jesus in. He says, I am God. There is none like me. I declare the end from the beginning. And from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do my pleasure. You see what makes him God? Now, with that, you know the promise for us for this month? How does he read? Where in this Bible? Psalm 138 verse? How does he read? God what? Will perfect that which concerns what? Men. And the next line? Come on, look at it. That's the only one we pick. Because that, your mercy, O Lord, is forever. You will not forsake what? The works of his hands. Hallelujah. So, what constitutes the works of his hand there? That's what he was saying. Now, what are you trying to say, Pastor? I'm not preaching here because I still have to say some things in the evening and I will say some things on Sunday. Because it's a lot, it's very interesting. I just want to stress one thing here. It is God's nature to openly declare. He declares what is done. And once God begins to declare, his declaration clears off anything. I feel the fire. No matter the impediments of your life, declare what God has declared concerning you. Don't declare what the devil is trying to do. Don't give strength to the devil that has no strength at all. Compare with God. He has no strength. Compared with Jesus, the lamb that was slain, that resurrected, he has no strength, and he knows. Don't give strength to the devil. The psalmist made a declaration. He said, the Lord will perfect. And all through his life, check him. That was David. That was the psalm of David. Check him. He knew what he did. Check Paul. So can somebody say with me? Jesus will perfect. If you don't, if you are shy, help me. What concerns Taiwo? I thought you like me. You love me. But you won't call my name there. Okay. No problem. One more time. Jesus. According to his own riches in glory. Will perfect what concerns Taiwo Odukoya. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to say it one more time because miracles will follow this. In the name of Jesus. We can go from there going to say a lot of things. That's why the Bible says, declaring the what? Come on. Declaring what? Do you know that was the same pattern that Jesus employed? You say how? When the devil came and said, talk to us, the brother, he said, it is written. The end has been declared. So what are you trying to do? It is written. Declaration. It is written. I'm sure somebody wants to declare something in the next 1 minute before we share the grace.
If you are that person, get up and start to declare. In Jesus, so begin in the name of Jesus, begin to declare. Begin to declare. I can't hear you. I'm going to stop here in exactly 60 seconds. Declare, 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 declare the end from the beginning. Declare. Declare perfection, completion in the name of Jesus. Excellence. Declare in the name of Jesus. Declare in the name of Jesus. No matter how horrible it may look, declare the end in Christ Jesus. That end will glorify the Master. We glorify God in the name of Jesus. Oh.